Now, talk to me about the Course in Miracles and how that all came into your life.
A Course in Miracles, gosh, it came into my life over 30 years ago. So I'd been a seeker. So we talked a little bit about, you asked me about where I went to school and whatnot. What's very interesting to me is I'd ask questions about the meaning and purpose of life based on my Catholic upbringing. And I go to this Franciscan school, and it wasn't because it was Catholic. It was because it had a good program. It had the right environment. It was small. It was near my cousin, who was a priest who I adored, my Maltese cousin. And I explained how I was drawn to the philosophy and the metaphysics and the religion because those questions were on my mind. So I kept asking, what is the meaning? I got out of college. Of course, I go take a job in accounting and go to IBM, and I was still asking. And I remember diving into a lot of personal development work. So people told me about Anthony Robbins or just different books I was reading, but I was having a crisis, and I remember this distinctly in my house, my first home, in my bedroom, crying, getting down on my knees, crying hysterically for an answer. I just needed an answer. What was my life about? And I shortly after that, one of the secretaries I was working with told me about the Edgar Cayce Institute. And I'd read this book, Love is Letting Go of Fear, by Jerry Jampolsky. And it was a very simple book, but he referred to A Course in Miracles. And I read another book, Say Goodbye to Guilt, also by Jerry Jampolsky, with a preface by John Denver, referencing A Course in Miracles. Like, what is this course? And I'm thinking it's a correspondence course because I'd left IBM and taken several. I was taking one on finances from Lou Rukeyser. And so I was like, oh, I'll take a correspondence course. And I couldn't find whatever this book was. Well, after my crisis of getting on my knees, one of the secretaries, she and I would talk about spiritual things, and she told me about the Edgar Cayce Institute, the ARE. And I went on and got their newsletter, and lo and behold, that's where A Course in Miracles was, where I first saw this set of three books. And I was like, whoa, wow, this is cool. And I got the books, and they were hardcover, and three of them, and one was huge, you know, there was the text, and then there's a workbook, and then there's the manual for teachers, which was the smallest. And I'm all excited, and I open the book, and I start with the 50 miracle principles. I'm like, I don't get this. And I put it down, but I kept it on my coffee table, picked it up again. There's a beautiful preface, I got that. I couldn't get through the 50 miracles. But I kept it on my, and then finally I said, I think I'm going to read the little book first. So I read the manual for teachers. And I got through that, and that was making sense. And that's what propelled me to read the text and stick with it. It's been over 30 years. So it's funny, and the course is perfect because the first thing I read that caught my interest like this was As a Man Thinketh. And I read that when I was about 16 or 17 years old. My grandfather gave me a copy. And it talked about thoughts, and thoughts are things, and thoughts are things that have effects, and there are no idle thoughts. And my mind was, at first I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then it was like, oh, shit, now there's no one to blame. So it was, I had this mixed feeling, like, look at the freedom, thoughts, so I control my thoughts, I could control my life, oh my God. But now I can't point outside now, now I'm no longer a victim. And that put the full responsibility for my thinking on me, where it belongs. But that's also where my power belongs. And that's what I want to share with people. So that was a beautiful precursor to A Course in Miracles, because that's exactly what A Course in Miracles talks about, is our thought systems and which ones, and we are in control of the choice.